Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the destination for Boston sports fans. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations.
This morning, Curtis could not wait to tell me that Bill Belichick had been absolutely eviscerated over the weekend by an ESPN analyst. He seemed very happy about it. I don't know why.
You know why. Ecstatic. Giddy.
This is, even for me, this might even go too far, and I think Paul Feinbaum owes Bill Belichick and Stephen Belichick an apology. So Paul Feinbaum is the leading SEC voice. He does their nationally syndicated show on the SEC network. He's been on radio forever.
Okay.
So over the weekend, he was talking about the draft and the Bill Belichick reaction to them selecting Mac Jones, and he destroyed Bill.
I'm also a little concerned about this rather lazy, well, Bill Belichick knows what he's doing. Really? Have you guys watched the New England Patriots in the last couple of years? Tom Brady knows what he's doing. I'm not sure Bill Belichick does. He's made some dubious coaching hires, starting with his son. He's made some, I think, disastrous draft choices. So I like Mac Jones a lot. I think he's a very good quarterback. Will he be a great NFL quarterback? I have no earthly idea. See, I'm more concerned about Bill Belichick's future in New England than I am Mac Jones' future in New England.
Wow. Whoa.
I see a coach who was a perfectionist, who did everything right, and I see him getting lazy.
Really?
Lazy?
Come on. Like,
you could say a lot of things about Bill Belichick, but lazy is not one of them.
And you could tell that he doesn't really know much about the Patriots. He doesn't follow them because he's basing his argument around the hiring of his sons, right? And his sons have been on the staff for what? Steven has been on the staff for like 8 years. So, and how long's Brian been on his staff? For like 5 or 6 years. So when you think of like him just hiring his sons like last year, it seems like he's basing his argument around that, which is stupid. Because then he goes on to say he likes Mac Jones.
But you can accept the fact that some people view this organization and they see Bill hiring his kids as somewhat of a lazy approach.
Yeah, but every organization does that.
Why is that lazy?
Yeah, I don't get that one.
You mean because they won't talk back to him, they won't suggest anything that he doesn't agree with? Is that what?
I guess I would put it to you this way, Greg. I find it hard to believe that the best defensive coordinator happens to be Bill Belichick's son.
So is it lazy by Andy Reid, who hires his son?
Well, thank God that guy's gone.
No. I mean, prior to, obviously, that horrible situation.
Yeah, I bet you he wasn't qualified. I bet you he was probably drinking on the job.
But I think a lot of coaches, we've seen it with, you know,
just because a lot of
Kyle
people,
Shanahan and Mike Shanahan.
What's Kyle Shanahan ever won, by the way?
No. But of fathers who are head coaches are in a position to hire their sons.
Right. I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. I'm saying
I don't think it's
generally
lazy.
Of course it is. Of course course it is.
So it's lazy if you hire a family member.
If my dad hired me to be a partner at Ernst & Young, it would be lazy and detrimental to the organization. I can't do math.
Yeah, but if you did math and you wanted to do math and you qualified to do that, would it then be lazy on his part?
I were qualified to be a coach in the NFL, the last thing I would want to do is work on a staff that included my father. Because I knew no matter what I did, it would be perceived as nepotism. Yeah,
I see him getting lazy.
The thing with this organization and Bill in particular mm-hmm. is that he is always going to be the de facto D coordinator on this football team. I don't care who, whether it's Matt Patricia or
Brian Flores,
it doesn't matter. He's always going to be the guy. So whether you got your son in there or not, if he can do that, in my opinion, if he can do the job, I just don't buy that the guy is lazy.
Well, signs of lazy would be him being in Barbados when they missed out on free agency a couple years ago and Adam Humphries went to the Titans, or not going to Justin Fields' pro day.
Okay,
those would be more relevant.
Has he been lazy this offseason?
Well, again, he only went to one pro day, and he drafted two guys from the one place he went to. I'm sure he's working hard. I'm sure he is. But that from the outside looking in, I could see how somebody says, wow, is Bill cutting corners? Is he letting his underlings do the work for him now?
But then say that. Don't instantly go, don't have your argument be that you're lazy because you hired your son.
Like, don't. Tom Brady knows what he's doing. I'm not sure Bill Belichick does.
I mean, that was his argument. His argument was because
Bill doesn't know what he's doing. Okay.
Because then he goes on to talk about how he likes Mac Jones and
right.
he thinks it's a good pick.
Well, he's ripping him on his picks, and then he's talking about Mac Jones and he likes Mac Jones.
Yeah,
he's made some, I think, disastrous draft choices. So
that's just, to me, that's a guy that doesn't, you could clearly tell, doesn't like Belichick. And doesn't have a real reason why he's given an opinion on why he thinks he's lazy.
Well, you're giving Bill a B+ when it comes to the draft.
Yeah, I thought correct? He did a good job in the draft.
Curtis, what are you giving Bill for a grade?
His offseason, A.
A, offseason.
You could not ask for anything better.
Draft and free agency, A.
They're tied together.
Okay.
I just give him an A for the offseason.
You got tied together. Ken?
I give him an A as well. I mean, he actually, I think, made Patriots fans happy. What else could you ask of him? What did he not do
in
the draft that you wanted? He got your quarterback. He traded up for the top defensive lineman on the board. He was aggressive, did not take a defensive back, did not take a small school guy. He did everything you must have wanted as a Pats fan.
Yeah, and that's all we wanted is, like, as a Pats fan, you sit there and go, okay, give me – I think the biggest thing defensively, we felt good, right? But it was more about the future quarterback position. I battle with it. Mac Jones wasn't my first choice.
Right.
But he addressed that position.
Okay. Are you comfortable with Cam Newton playing the entire season at quarterback, being the guy this season?
Yeah.
You are.
I have no issue at all. And I wouldn't have an issue if it was, you know, if it was Fitzpatrick or any other veteran quarterback. Because the team around that quarterback, I feel, is a good enough team to get you into the postseason. And
how many wins?
I think they're a 10-win team.
I have a question for you, Wiggy, in all sincerity. What it feels like you're right that the players, the veteran guys, really responded to Cam. They loved the guy. He was even, according to Belichick and others, that he was an asset at bringing receivers and players into the fold. I don't dispute any of that. But at what point in practice or in training camp or in a preseason game, when you see the young guy playing better than Cam, if that were to happen,
mm-hmm.
does that allegiance shift?
I would say that would probably be, they're going to have, what, 3 preseason games this year? So I would say by the end of training camp, if Cam isn't looking good, you would kind of have some veterans. And if Mac Jones is looking really good and practicing in preseasons, you'd have some guys going, okay, let's keep an eye on this Mac Jones kid. And then the first week or two, if Cam still wasn't performing well, you would then probably have some guys going, hey, we got a good team around here. What's up with playing this young kid?
All right. Well, that is some not very nice things being said about Bill Belichick. I'm sure he doesn't care. Let us get to this.
It's time for
Rocky the Horror Picture Show.
The dumbest of the day.
I'm the best at what I do when I'm on my when I'm on my game.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, Curtis, out of everything that occurred over the weekend, we have determined that this may have been the dumbest. Is that correct?
Yes. I am always completely shocked when I see stories like this. A woman flying on, about to go on vacation to Hawaii, immediately went into labor on the plane.
Okay.
She had no idea she was pregnant.
No idea she was pregnant.
27 weeks pregnant. I don't understand. I don't have a degree in any medicine. But
By the way, good news. This is a pandemic baby.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Obviously, this is one of the... I understand that we're not going to have like this giant explosion of births that we thought we would have from everybody being locked down together.
Yeah, the kids were all home.
Yeah. So this she gets on the flight and then immediately goes into labor?
Yes, but thank God that there were nurses, a physician assistant, and a doctor all on this flight. The baby was born, everybody's happy and healthy, and we're going to hear from two of the nurses aboard the plane.
This lady just starts screaming, oh my God, we need help, doctor, medical, like, oh my God, she's like freaking out. I'm like, she had a baby and it's little.
We're used to like these stressful situations, not like this.
In a controlled environment.
Yeah, where we have like equipment. He's stable. They don't have a name yet, but the nurses and doctors have nicknamed him Jet at the hospital.
Hmm. Oh, Jet rejoined.
Beautiful.
McCartney and Wings.
I thought you were going to say Joan Jett.
I don't. Do you believe these people when they say they didn't know they were pregnant?
I always find it hard to believe because 27 weeks is almost over 6.5 months, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I'm not a woman, so I guess.
You're not?
Yeah, I would think that there'd be some like stomach pains or things that you'd be dealing with.
Yes, there are things that you're. Yes, there are things, Wiggy, as a woman that you deal with when you're pregnant that would indicate that you're pregnant.
If I were president, I would make this an executive order. If your baby is born on a plane and you don't know you're pregnant, when you land, people should take that baby away from you.
That might be right.
Wow.
Might be right. All right. Well, let that be a lesson to you. If you're a woman,
look for the signs,
and you're feeling a little bit off.
Right.
Make sure that you're not pregnant before you get on a flight.
If you gained a little weight, maybe you might want to go see a doctor.
Yes. This is Ken, and he is going to tell all of us what is trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by our friends at Shaw's with Just For You. And this week, big week for Greg. It's Cinco de Mayo celebration time. Shaw's Just For You members can pick up delicious mangoes, 17 cents each when you activate the digital coupon. 5 per customer limit, valid through this Thursday, May the 6th.
I got absolutely killed on the Derby on Saturday.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I don't have the money to go out for Cinco de Mayo. I'm going to have to stay in and have a sale.
I think we bet on the same pony.
Yeah, we did.
We bet on Hot Rod Charlie.
We did, yeah. My buddy Will went to high school with those guys. A group of guys owned that horse. And you know how you get all fired up about it because somebody knows somebody? And I was all in. And then I was. But honestly, I feel like when it came to my horse, kind of got could have had an opportunity to win that. But there should have been some kind of an investigation done afterwards.
Oh, why? Did he get run?
Yeah.
Illegally?
Yes.
He finished third?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought he ran a good race.
Yeah.
The Baffert horse was somehow 12-1. When he wins again.
What did Hot Rod Charlie say after the race?
He was disappointed. You can see.
It's all about the track too, right?
Yes.
That pregame, holy cow, I kept thinking I couldn't leave because they were like, coming up next, we do the paddock walk. I sat there for three hours.
It takes a while to get to it. It does.
How many people showed up?
They had like 53,000 people there or something.
I know Brady
like
was cool there.
Yeah.
Nice turnout, huh?
But the animal that was talked about the most this weekend was Nike. Yet again, Belichick trots the dog out, or the Patriots video team does, and he is announcing the 7th pick.
What do you think? You're in the 7th round, huh? All right, got it.
Good moment, or a sign that yet again, it's PR Patriots. They are pulling out all the stops to make Bill look good. They are concerned about his image.
Will you have some fun?
I liked it. I retweeted it.
Okay.
With 4,000 others. But I'm saying they are definitely worried. I mean, they want to put the positive spin on the offseason. Mm. Since the beginning, they've said, stick with us. They're doing a lot of things to make the fan base feel good, Greg.
Do you think he got approval from Kraft first?
I think Kraft made him do it.
Knowing that Kraft is the guy who basically...
So you're frustrated by Volan's suggestion on the Ken and Curtis show that Robert Kraft forced Bill to take Mac Jones?
Yeah, that is... That should have been the dumbest of the day. I can't believe we went. What do we go with the dumbest of the day? The pregnant lady. It should have been Ben Volan.
Well, there's a lot of evidence winking. I mean, there's a reason Bill was not that excited that Mac was there. He didn't seem very excited.
And
anyway.
Boland has been confused for a pregnant woman from time to time.
But I don't get how all of a sudden Kraft sided with Belichick on Brady, the greatest quarterback of all time, to get rid of him, and now goes against Belichick for Mac Jones.
I don't know about against him, but he definitely urged him to do so. Anyway.
Okay.
Draft is complete. Today's a big day for the Patriots. They've got to decide on fifth-year options for Isaiah Wynn and Sony Michel, and then the schedule comes out May the 12th, coming up next week. Celtics go down to Portland last night, 129-119. 7 games left, and to make matters worse, Jaylen Brown hopped off the court on one leg after colliding with Jason Tatum, 40 seconds to go. They're off today, so we probably won't find anything out until tomorrow. After the game, Evan Fournier also admitting he's been dealing with some serious COVID side effects. But 7th place, currently in the play-in game, and they're at Orlando Wednesday night. Bruins in better shape. They're going to clinch if they win tonight. And they've got 2 in Jersey, 6 left in the season, and they're fine. I mean, they're going to,
yeah.
Who knows who they'll play of these 4 teams
they're
in.
They're better than fine. They are in a great position heading into the playoffs. I mean, can we be positive about that?
Yeah, they're
I'm
in a
positive,
good
but they're going to play either Washington, the Islanders, or the Penguins. They'll all be tough opponents. There's not like an easy opponent in there. Unless you think they can skate past one of those. I mean, actually, the Capitals have been, they've kind of given them the most trouble this year. Boston.
Yeah, I mean, they've gone back and forth with all of those teams. I mean, they just split with Pittsburgh.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know. I feel
they're going to have a hard. They're going to have a tough series, like you said, regardless of who it is. But I think that they can beat any one of those teams in a series.
Now, what is going to happen with the Canadian teams?
I don't know. They talked about that. They're going to play down to one remaining team, but that. Whoever plays that team, they have to quarantine or something for 2 weeks?
Well,
or?
They're in complete lockdown up there. They're arresting people who go outside of their homes in Canada.
Yeah, it's not that bad, but I mean,
it is that bad.
Well, I have a lot of family there. They've not been arrested.
Well, have you heard, have you watched the health officials on TV announcing that people must stay indoors and they could be pulled over by the police, and if they're trying to go to work and they're not an essential person?
They're going to have to make them come here and bubble in one neutral site place.
Probably. Why yeah. Why is that going on in Canada? What? Don't
Because it's
Are they worse than us up there?
Yeah. Well, it's socialism. I mean, it's socialism up there.
I thought everybody used to tell me how great it is in Canada. Go to Canada.
It's worked in Russia, but the Sputnik vaccine has been flying for years.
You think it's... Yeah. Ken's the only person who believes the reports out of Russia and also Wuhan, where they had a total of 5 cases. Ken believes that data.
And in North Korea, they've had 0, according to Kim Jong-un.
Right, exactly.
Red Sox go down yesterday, a tough one, had a 3-2 lead in the 8th, let it get away. Matt Barnes allows the Brock Holt 2-out, 2-run single, charge to Ottavino, and now 17-12 back to Fenway for a series with Detroit, and tickets to give away in the 8 a.m. hour for that today. That's what's trending on EEI.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
During the news, there was an assault with a colostomy bag over the weekend, and where it occurred is predictable, but it's not the most predictable place. So we will get to that coming up in just a little bit. This is David. Hello, David.
Hi, good morning, guys. So I got a quick question, and I'm kind of curious how you guys feel about this. If Mac Jones outplays Cam during practice and during the preseason games, what should the Patriots do? Because I think that's going to be a very tough decision to be made, because if he outdoes Cam, I believe then he should be the starter, because why waste time?
Well, I mean, we talked about this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Ken's lead this morning was based on Volan suggesting that Robert Kraft essentially made the Mac Jones pick.
And Karen Garigian sort of seconding that from the Boston Herald yesterday with Tangway saying Bill would have preferred Garoppolo. And you could tell that by kind of his lack of emotion at the pick and how he responded to it. He wouldn't have been that broken up if they would have gone defensive player and then just go after Jimmy G.
He did rush almost immediately after the draft to tell you that Cam Newton is your starting quarterback. The job is his to lose.
Right.
I don't know, Wiggy. You know Bill better than anybody else. If Mac Jones is great in camp and preseason, does he end up getting the start?
No.
Cam's our quarterback.
Yeah, he won't get the start until or get the opportunity until 3-4 weeks into the season, right? So if Cam goes out there and struggles the first couple of weeks of the season, then that's when you'll see Bill have to be in a position, especially if the team is struggling and losing. Now he's, you know, it's not really going to matter, but he's going to start hearing it all the time. If Cam's struggling and they're winning, maybe that's a way for him to kind of get by it and go, all right, well, Cam's still the veteran. We're winning here. But if he's struggling and losing, I think you're going to have, you see a lot of people say, why not give the young kid an opportunity?
But Bill won't care about that. I could see them go the whole year, Greg, without Mac playing a snap. When has Bill ever played rookies ahead of their time?
How can Bill say in one breath he's doing what's in the best interest of the football team is what he says when he defends every move he makes, he says that. When he's playing a quarterback that is falling on his face.
Well, we don't know he's going to fall on his face.
Okay. I mean, we're saying he likes
Cam, and most analysts agree Cam had a tough year and will be much better.
I'm not saying if he's playing well. Obviously, he'll keep playing if he's playing well. I'm saying if Mac is better than Cam, Cam is playing poorly, how could Bill excuse playing the lesser quarterback when his quote to answer every question is, I'm doing what's in the best interest of the football team?
He is not a guy who would tend towards starting a rookie quarterback.
But the fans in the stand, Greg, this year is going to be a huge difference.
Oh, yeah. Bill cares about the fans in the stands.
But Bill is about...
You just said Robert Kraft wanted him to do this.
Yeah, that's
Bill has
his boss.
No power. What do you think Robert Kraft thinks about people booing in a stadium?
In fact, this will be a silent protest to Kraft stepping in and making him make that pick.
Why?
Cam starts
what
the whole
year.
What
do you think Robert Kraft thinks about a full stadium of Gillette booing his quarterback?
But they're not going to boo if they're decent. And Cam was at his...
That's the point. I'm saying if he sucks.
Mr. Interrupter?
If he sucks, they're going to boo.
Cam was as bad as could be last year. You would agree. And he still won 7 games. Mm. So they're not going to be terrible. And with all they've added to this team, Greg, if Cam plays the whole year, they'll be at least a .500 team at worst.
The only way he doesn't play the whole year is if the team is not very good and they're not in the playoff hunt.
And you can't be a .500 team with 17 games.
You know, so so that's the only way he doesn't play the whole year.
Yeah. I mean, I think Bill thinks that he's put enough weapons around Cam Newton.
Yep.
And, you know, COVID fog. Those two factors make Bill believe that Cam Newton will be a better quarterback this year.
And how'd it go for Miami when they pulled the guy who was playing better, Fitzpatrick, and put Tua in? That didn't go very well.
Right. Yeah. And so it'd have to be one of those things where...
That's my point.
Well, Bill's going to see that and say, I'm making the same mistake that happened in my own division last year.
No, last year the Dolphins played the lesser quarterback.
Right, but Bill's not going to do that. Bill's going to keep his Fitzpatrick in all year.
But this is the lesser, in this case, the lesser quarterback is Cam Newton. In that case, it was Tua.
Yeah, but
you're assuming that Mac Jones is the better quarterback.
That's what I preface this whole conversation with. If he's outplaying Cam, and Cam is getting his ass booed off of Gillette Stadium, then I believe they're going to make a change. You can't keep saying that I'm doing what's in the best interest of the football team when at your most important position, you are playing the lesser guy.
I mean, I agree with you. If Cam stinks, he'll get pulled. But I just don't see that happening. I don't think Cam's going to be so bad with all the talent he's got now that it's going to be an obvious decision. It's going to be a decent team at least, and Bill will have... He would have to defy what you're seeing on the field to make the choice.
Here is Derek, the Steelers fan. Hello, Derek.
Good morning, everyone.
What's going on?
Kenny's still doing his victory lap because he got one draft pick right?
One pick right? You made a bet that said Mac Jones wouldn't last beyond the top 10. And you lost the bet.
I was wrong.
Thank you.
I was wrong. I don't have a bet. What do you think? I'm one of these whack jobs that call up and bet you and then never pay? I never made a bet.
It was a bet of honor.
At any rate.
I've saved the drop.
At any rate. Here goes Kenny making stuff up again, just like COVID. But that being said, Hill Dog, what a day. The great Ernie Adams, all done, huh?
Mm-hmm.
gonna hang up the old pen and paper. I wonder what those file cabinets are gonna be doing over the next couple of weeks. And I'm hearing
Derek, do you think they're spiriting things away in the dark of the night over there?
Burn it all.
Those are going to somebody's vault in their house, and that's a guarantee. There's no question.
Are you saying it's like what was going on at the embassy in Iran right before the hostages were taken? The shredders are working overtime down there.
Let's not forget that Ernie Adams was the guy doing the tap dance on the tapes while Goodell and Bobby were making the deal. Mm-hmm. So, and I love how that, you know, Matty P, like, did you see Mike Reese tweeting that out? Matty P makes the pick. Like, this guy's supposed to be a journalist covering this team, and he's, you know, talking like he's buddies with these people. He's an absolute joke. And if Matty P is your new Ernie Adams, good luck, people. Because I'll tell you right now, you could say all you want about Eazy-E, and you know I do, but he only got popped twice over 20 years. Patricia, this guy's going to screw this up from day one. They'll be getting, you know, you didn't have a third-round pick? Get used to it, folks. With that guy at the helm, you're going to be losing a pick a year.
Do you buy the Volan report or suggestion that Robert Kraft insisted on the Mac Jones pick?
Okay, I don't buy anything a guy like Volan says, okay, at all. You know, he had to get a little permission slip from the missus to go to Cleveland, and now suddenly this guy's a hard-hitting reporter. Please. Now, I think it's just like anything, Hilgard. Drunk guy Bobby's starting to feel some heat. There's no question he's starting to feel some heat. And he can't keep doing, you know, the humanitarian stuff to take everyone, you know, distract everyone. Okay? They're a mess. They let the greatest athlete in history walk out the door, and they fell on their face. So let's see how they pick the pieces up, or are we going to watch Pretty win another one?
Yeah.
We haven't heard your thoughts. Oh, I was going to ask about Tomlin getting extended. He hates him.
He does hate Tomlin.
You know what's going to be interesting about this Mac Jones situation? I was kind of thinking about it while Derek was talking, is we're saying, okay, when does, you know, if Cam's not playing well through the first couple of weeks of the season, what does Bill do? I think the interesting thing is going to be watch the battle between Stidham and Mac Jones, right? Because in order for us to be like, all right, you know, put the young guy in, Mac Jones is going to prove that he can outplay Stidham for that backup position. So if he's the third string quarterback, now it's going to be, well, is Stidham doing everything he needs to do in practice? Or when the team's getting beat up really bad and they throw whoever that quarterback is in for the third and quarter or the fourth quarter, what do they then do to show that, hey, you might have to play this kid? I think that's going to be a really interesting battle, is that backup position.
Was Cam salty on social media about the Mac Jones pick? I feel like somebody said that to me
this
weekend.
Yes, we broke it down live on the Ken and Curtis show. He wrote a lyric from Kendrick Lamar, and he said that something that the battle is between yourself and the mirror or something. And he was looking in this getup with, like, leopard clothes on.
Here's the quote. It was always me versus the world until I found out it's me versus me.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I don't think that's salty. I think it's just him saying, you know what? I got to do better if I want to be able to continue to be the starting quarterback on this team. I can't be pointing the finger at anybody else.
This is Jack. Jack, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
The fact that the Bears were able to jump up ahead of the Patriots to take Justin Fields, that's a slap in the face to all Patriots fans, that the Patriots allowed that to happen. I know that they were hot on Mac Jones, and it's inexplicable. And I think Justin Fields is going to embarrass the Patriots with his play.
Well, what do you mean it's inexplicable? I mean, did you hear Charlie Weiss on this show Friday say that he was the best quarterback available in the entire draft?
Yeah, so what? I don't believe him. I think Justin Fields is much better than Mac Jones. I mean, just look at
your break.
Mac Jones had the best arsenal of weapons in college football. What did Justin Fields have?
Ohio State and sucks. I mean, come on, Jack. Ohio State's pretty damn good.
I know, they didn't suck, but look at the, you know, he had the Heisman Trophy winner. He had high draft picks for receivers. I mean, he's slow. He's not going to be able to avoid getting sacked multiple times. Justin Fields would be able to get you third and four, first down every time.
Yeah, I think I think Jack's kind of right. Like, we're going to be able to see how this thing plays out with the two of them and Mac Jones and Justin Fields, because it's going to be right there in front of our eyes. And the reason why I went with Justin Fields, similar to what Jack was saying, is, you know, being able to improvise and make some plays when everything is kind of, you know, falling apart around you. And especially if you're a young quarterback and maybe you need to take some pressures off of everything that's going on. Sometimes
you didn't have that kind of that type of quarterback for 19 years. Yeah, you did pretty well here.
Yeah, but the league was different then. The league was a lot different.
What year was last year?
What do you mean, what year was last year?
Well, last year, the guy that couldn't work in this new league won a Super Bowl.
No, I didn't say he couldn't work.
Well, you said it was a different league.
You're talking about the greatest quarterback of all time.
Okay, but you're just
talking about
him
yeah, when he first started.
Right, but last year he won the Super Bowl.
But he is at the point in his career where he is, regardless of mobility, he's better than every quarterback just about in the league.
He's
because
not more mobile than every quarterback.
No, no,
and
no.
All anybody ever tells me is, this is the future of the
right,
NFL.
Right, but you can't use
mobile quarterbacks.
You can't,
blah, blah, blah.
You can't
maybe
use.
Maybe Bill doesn't think that's the future of the NFL.
But you can't use Brady.
Do they like Justin Fields? I don't think so.
You can't use Brady in that argument, saying that, okay, Brady wasn't mobile. Look what he did. You're trying to make that argument when you're talking about the greatest of all time. That you can't do that. You cannot argument.
I'm making the argument about a system and what type of quarterback Bill believes fits best into the system.
But forget about system. Remove Brady from the equation, right? Because we're using him. The league is about mobile quarterbacks and quarterbacks that can make plays with their legs and take some of the pressure off of offenses when things break down.
Well, that's what you and Rich and everybody else tells me over and over again. This is what the league is about. Bill might not believe that that's what the league is about.
Oh, okay. So that's what go look at the playoff teams. Tell me how many quarterbacks that were in the postseason.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen's a mobile quarterback. He can make plays with his legs. Not that, and let's get out of this mobile quarterback when you think of Lamar Jackson, Michael Vick, that type of mobile quarterback.
I got an idea. We're going to name this segment T-Mobile Quarterbacks. Go.
Well, that'd be a pretty good marketing ploy, yep. Right? Think about guys that can make something happen, whether that's getting out of the pocket, throwing, i.e. Aaron Rodgers, i.e. Russell Wilson, guys, even a Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen, you brought it up. Look at the teams that made the postseason.
Heinicke.
Look at the teams. Even Heinicke had a pretty good run.
Okay, now I know you're lying.
Even Heinicke, look at that playoff game.
You're thinking of Heinicken.
No. Look at guys that can get out of the pocket. It's 3rd and 8 and can pick up, 12 or 13 yards. Who can get out of a situation, roll out, make a throw on the run.
Mac Jones, pretty good RPO guy, though. He ran a 4.8 40 faster than Brady.
And Mahomes ran a 4.8 40 too.
Did a mobile quarterback win the Super Bowl this year?
The least mobile quarterback of all time.
I said take Brady out of the equation.
A defense won the Super Bowl this year.
Okay, Kenny.
You take Brady out. You can't throw Brady into the equation. You just can't do it because he's the greatest quarterback of all time. And he's in his 20th year, so his knowledge.
Does the fact that the guy who you continue and everybody else continues to call the greatest quarterback of all time is not a mobile quarterback indicate to you anything at all about the direction that the league is headed in?
Brady. No, because you can't use Brady in this argument.
Okay,
you just can't do it.
All right.
Because it ruins your argument.
No, it doesn't. You're talking about.
Can
it's
you
like,
use Montana in the argument?
No, because the league was different when Montana played. How many quarterbacks ran? Everybody was a statue.
Is Eli Manning?
Montana, Dan Marino, most of those guys, Warren Moon, most of those guys were statues besides guys like Steve Young and, you know, maybe Randall Cunningham. John Elway, but most of those. But now, when you look at the league,
look at Super Bowl winners. Eli Manning won 2. He's a statue. Peyton Manning won 2. He's a statue. Mm-hmm. Joe Flacco, the biggest statue that ever lived,
right.
Won one.
Right, yeah, but Brady, that's when the league was different. Eli Manning won Super Bowls what 8 years ago?
Okay. Tom Brady won it last year.
Who won it the year before that?
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. Who won it the year before that?
Tom Brady.
Who won it the year before that?
Probably Tom Brady. Right.
Exactly. The problem is Tom Brady. You got to remove Brady from the equation.
Tom Brady.
When Brady retires, then you'll see.
Don't throw this word.
Tom Brady.
He's never retired.
All right. We're a little bit behind, so that means I cannot hand out the Wokey Award of the morning right here. Can we do that during the news?
Yes, sure.
All right, we will do that. News is coming up next.
This is the Craig Hill Show on EEI. It's time for the news.
With respect to that particular snarky comment.
Without Danielle.
The gal who does, who works on the air with, on EEI with, did I just space on his name?
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Nobody can let me just exit gracefully. Nobody.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
They are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90% at Northeast Men's Health. You can learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. Well, there is one community in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Wiggy, that is keeping their outdoor face mask mandate in place, and that is the hometown of the lifeguard, Ken PR, Ken Laird, Brookline, which has determined, what? Yes, Brookline has said, whoa, wait a minute, don't take your mask off outside. Mm-hmm. So
they're going against the CDC. I'm stunned by this because Friday I was actually excited to go out without a mask. I know you're going to be shocked by this, but I'm not that much of a mask guy, as you know. So I go to the playground, no mask. I am the only person there. There's like 30 people masked up. I'm the only guy there without one. And a half hour in, I put one on because I was like,
shame.
Yeah, it was totally shame.
How long would you guess that they're going to keep this going?
I mean, they can't do it.
What do you mean they can't do it?
I thought the government of in the state of Massachusetts,
Charlie Parker,
the
governor. Yes,
I thought what he said was law. Well, right. So each individual town can go with.
Yes,
forget
they
about
can.
Governor Charlie Parker
yes,
in Massachusetts.
They, yes, they can. That's the way it works.
So yeah. Then a town could go, you know what? We don't want speed limits out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what? That mess-
do whatever you want in
wow.
your town.
I did not realize you could do that.
The speed limit in Brookline is 2 miles an hour.
I mean, they could literally put signs up going, we're going to have speed limits of 5 miles an hour.
Wiggy, I am with you 1,000%.
Look at the town of Newton right next door that has outlawed the leaf blowers. I believe there are no leaf blowers allowed in Newton.
Or and gun shops.
We know there's no gun shops.
Hi, this is Edith, and I live, and I'm concerned about using leaf blowers.
All right. I didn't realize towns could do that.
So just be aware, if you're traveling to Brookline,
right,
you're going to have to keep your mask on. Out of doors.
And Somerville, I think. It might be also Somerville.
What is the? I'm serious. What is the penalty if you're walking around Brookline outdoors with no mask?
I think it's the same as if you're seen using a plastic water bottle.
Okay.
Or a plastic bag if you're carrying items in a plastic bag.
Throw you in the back of a trunk and let you just sit there.
What are there more of in Brookline? Trump bumper stickers or plastic bags?
Oh, there's a lot of anti-Trump bumper stickers. I can tell you that.
Trump, like pro-Trump.
All right. Irrational fear in Providence, Rhode Island, where a guy was walking through a park on Tuesday night. Daniel Torres is his name. And a coyote began circling him and blocking his path at Merino Park. After watching a video of the incident, the biologist for the Rhode Island Department of Environmental Management, Charlie Brown, says that they believe the animal may have had rabies.
I've never seen a coyote behave like that. I think we've only ever had two cases that I am aware of rabies in coyotes in Rhode Island since 1994.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
That's why you always want to walk with a food item so you can throw that to the coyote or the bear or something.
Yeah, but you wouldn't throw it.
And then they won't eat you. They'll eat whatever you give them.
I have this, like, family of foxes that live in my backyard.
Foxes?
Yeah.
Foxes?
And I don't know if it's the mother, but she makes this weird, like, howling noise late at night for, like, an hour.
So does Mrs. Wiggins.
Well, that's different. That is different.
Okay. So yeah.
And so
are you sure that it's the fox? Because there's an animal. What's the animal that I encountered in the old parking garage?
Aardvark.
No. Oh, there's an animal that makes that weird, terrifying howl noise.
Yeah, this is like
cat.
Fisher cat.
Fisher cat, yeah.
Or maybe it's that.
It's probably a fisher cat.
And I'm at the point where now do I throw food out there but lace it with poison?
Well, check to see how they like their meat.
Jeez.
Yeah.
There's a fisher cat in my woods, so if you've never heard one, this is what it sounds like.
You're thinking of poisoning the thing?
Yeah.
Is that the noise right there? It's a fisher cat.
That or shooting it, but I
yeah. That's an endangered species, Wiggy. I don't think you can do that.
I don't think you can.
Well, I wanted to have them come get it, but you know, I didn't realize they charge you money to come trap an animal. Like $500 bucks for them to come out and trap it.
Well, you think they do it for free?
Yeah, I thought it was they do it for free. I'm like, oh, I'm going to save my money. And you're going to have one dead fisher cat on your hand.
That's their plan in Brookline. They're going to throw granola out on the street. And if anybody comes out and grabs it without their mask on, they're gonna trap them and ship them off to some other community.
We had a texter who just said that Chatham has a $300 fine if you're caught walking outdoors without a mask.
Chatham does?
Whoa.
Unbelievable.
Well, I went down to Nantucket this weekend.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
It was great. But when I was driving around the Rotary there in Hyannis, they have a big like memorial thing for like flags up for everybody who has passed away from the virus. So Chatham, I think, they were a hotspot for a while. But it's a $300 fine.
Jeez, yep. That's a lot.
Wow. This is Fran from Boston. Hello, Fran.
Hey, old man. Good morning. How are you?
What's going on?
Hey, two things. One, Wiggy, our acting mayor, not our mayor, okay. Janney, acting mayor Janney is trying to extend the restrictions 3 weeks. But I called for Brookline. They just passed a new ordinance over there. You need to wear a mask on the hood of your car now. There's a face mask required for the hood of your car. Did you know that?
This is so weird when you still see people that are driving in their vehicle with a mask on.
Yeah, the weirdest thing in the world. It makes no sense. I see people by themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're always the worst driver, so you're passing them.
That's why I was in New Hampshire all day yesterday, because it's a mask-free state.
Yeah, you love
just go there. You don't need to wear a mask like when you're walking around on the beach. You know, people don't look at you funny. Yeah, and there are still places that you have to wear the mask inside or maybe in ordering food. But if you just want to walk the beach or walk the strip, you ain't got to have one.
Well, I enjoy how they keep asking the president and his press secretary why he is still wearing a mask.
Yeah, I don't get that one.
Well, it's to be an example.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, they asked him on Friday why he wore it on he was on a Zoom call with other leaders, and he had the mask on the Zoom call. I mean, can you get the virus over the Zoom, Ken?
Sure, it's possible.
Even if you've been vaccinated?
Vaccines are not 100% effective.
Okay, all right, okay.
if Joe passes, it will not be because of COVID.
The guy who runs that outfit over there.
That's a massive jinx right there.
That's your president.
In fact, he may be dead for a prolonged period. We wouldn't even know it.
Curtis, how dare you? Jeez. Have some respect for the office.
Oh, right, like the last 4 years.
A Florida elementary school principal is under investigation for spanking a six-year-old girl with a paddle in an incident that was captured on video by the student's mom. Melissa Carter is the head of the Central Elementary School in Clewiston, Florida, and was filmed bending the child over and hitting her several times with a wooden paddle. This is the attorney for the family, Brent Probinski.
Child's terrified. She feels vulnerable. There's nothing she can do in the hands of these adults who overpower her and treat her so brutally, savagely, and really sadistically. If you look at that video, this principal was sadistic.
A bag of cash, probably, I would assume, coming out of that family.
How are we still living in a world where people think it's cool to hit other kids
when it's not your own child or something? Yeah.
Right.
I mean, nobody spanks kids anymore, really, right?
No, I think people still do.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think you still have to do, as a parent, you still got to give them a little bit, you know, just to keep them in line. I mean, well, we're not that far in the world where you can't even spank your kid no more if the kid's acting up.
We are. I think we probably are.
No, I don't think so. I think the wokies are.
Yeah.
If you're a Wokey, you might live in that world.
We have to give out today's Wokey Award. Wiggy reminded me. Let's do that after the break. Can we take a quick break and continue with the news? Is that all right, Ken? More news coming, and we will hand out today's Wokey Award coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.